And, you know, just from the perspective of the general medical oncologist, I ask the lymphoma people all the time, well, how does this compare? You know, they obviously are using different PI3 kinase inhibitors, FL, they're 3 approved, CLL, they're 2 approved. And, you know, the oncologist is using them there. They don't do mutation testing at all. They just treat. There's the issue of tolerability. When I ask the lymphoma people, they don't really know much about what's going on with breast cancer, vice versa. But for us out here listening to you all, it kind of seems like in some way they're similar. Same name, anyhow.
Well, alpelisib has a unique side effect profile that people need to know about. Like other mTOR inhibitors, it can cause pneumonitis and atypical rashes and things. But the big thing with alpelisib is the incidence of hyperglycemia. So at least 2/3 of patients who start this medicine will develop significant hyperglycemia, requiring introduction of drugs like metformin to manage that. And, you know, that's a non-trivial problem for patients. They don't like it on the laboratory screens. People understandably don't like the idea that they're being given diabetes. Now, the company has said, this isn't diabetes, it's just hyperglycemia, which on the one hand is sort of true. On the other hand, that's a piece that you have to explain to patients. So it's not a drug without side effects. And that relates to the fundamental biology of the drug, the pathway, the PI3 kinase pathway evolved, you know, a gazillion years ago to help cells regulate glucose metabolism. And so it's not a big surprise that that's an on-target effect.
Right. And again, thinking about it from you, a general medical oncologist in lymphoma, you have copanlisib, which is IV. And they get like this hyperglycemia right after the infusion, then it goes away, no problem, don't treat it, leave it alone. So I'm just saying oncologists are hearing different things. Obviously, they're completely different drugs.
This is a more, because you take the drug every day, you know, it's a more
exactly,
ongoing problem.
Right.
And here's the real issue. Most oncologists went into oncology because they didn't want to read EKGs or manage diabetes. And so when you start to have drugs that require EKG monitoring or glucose monitoring, we're all like, oh my God, this is really complicated. Give me neutropenia any day.
So the other thing is going beyond hyperglycemia, what about quality of life? We were just at a symposium. We had a couple of breast investigators there who maybe they didn't have as much experience as say you all do because you've really done a lot of research, but they were kind of saying, hey, these are not easy drugs, quality of life, not just the diabetes. I forget what it was, rash or something. I don't know.
I think there's something to that. You know, the mTOR inhibitor pathway drugs, the PI3 kinase pathway drugs, there have been some experimental reports on the AKT inhibitors, which are sort of the intermediary in that same pathway. These drugs have side effects, you know, fatigue, rash, pneumonitis, diarrhea, hyperglycemia. They're not the easiest class of tyrosine kinase inhibitor to manage.